everyone. So today I'm going to be talking about caring masculinities in the context of HIV-CO discordant relationships in Papua New Guinea. And as Asha just mentioned, I'm also going to be talking to data from the UMI study, so I'm going to avoid some of the methods so that I can get straight to the quotes. Okay. So much of the HIV literature globally frames men as the problem and often blames them for the spread of the HIV epidemic. And in Papua New Guinea, where this research was based, literature points to men's widespread perpetration of gender-based violence and their participation in multiple and concurrent sexual relationships as increasing women's vulnerability to HIV. There is currently limited research that explores the positive role men play in reducing HIV vulnerability globally or in the care and support of HIV-positive women, and that's particularly the case in Papua New Guinea. So, our analysis focused on how caring masculinities positively impact on the lives of HIV-positive women in serodiscordant relationships. And I'm also focusing on a smaller subset of participants in the UMI study. I'm looking at 6 HIV-negative men and 9 HIV-positive women. Okay, so I'm just going to talk to 3 main findings today. Firstly, in contrast to the literature in Papua New Guinea, which suggests men respond to women's HIV disclosure with violence and rejection, in our study, some men's love and compassion for their HIV-positive wives superseded their concern about HIV. So, as a first quote on the slide from Leo indicates, he's talking about his HIV-positive wife's disclosure of her status, and he said, "I didn't care that she was HIV-positive because love was everything." Secondly, men's care took on the form of both emotional and tangible support. So this included concealing their wives' status from others, relationship commitment, assisting with a collection of treatment refills and supporting treatment adherence, and taking on childcare and household chores. Importantly, men saw HIV as something that should be jointly managed within their relationship. And a second quote, David is talking about managing his wife's HIV treatment. And he says, "We are sharing the burdens," and he's responding to HIV, "together." So thirdly, through the provision of support and care, men are enhancing the lives of their HIV-positive wives and assisting them cope with and manage HIV. And as Cherie, a HIV-positive woman, shared in the first quote, she's talking about her husband's support, she says, "He's caring, helpful, and he encourages me to adhere to my treatment. He is very supportive of me and I have a good life." Okay, so in contrast to much of the HIV literature in Papua New Guinea, some HIV-negative men in our study were compassionate, loving and supportive to their HIV-positive wives, and this positively impacted on their serodiscordant relationships and on their wives' health and well-being. Findings highlight the need to move beyond an understanding of masculinity in Papua New Guinea in the context of HIV as violent and problematic to more nuanced and localised understanding of multiple masculinities that are less harmful, respectful and caring. And importantly, opportunities exist for engaging men in new ways around their roles and responsibilities in HIV prevention and treatment programs, and in the ways in which caring masculinities can reduce HIV vulnerability in Papua New Guinea. Thank you.